Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
206-803-ROCK. I would love for you to give us a call because I want to get your opinion on something, Rockaholics. Something that happened to me yesterday on the men's room. But I need you to call now. 206-803-ROCK.
You kind of walked into a buzzsaw with those guys.
Oh my gosh. It was chaos. So yesterday I was at the station a little late because we had band practice.
Yes.
To run through our performances for live night.
And I know before we left, you were like, yeah, I'm not going to go home because if I go home, I'm going to come back and get stuck in traffic. I'm like, I'm going home. I'll be fine. And what happens? I leave my house. GPS says I'll be there 5 minutes early. What time did I show up for band practice? 45 minutes late because of an accident on 405. And I was like, I should have done what Taryn did and just stayed here.
So I got a lot of things done. I ran some errands and things of that nature and then came back to the office, jumped on with the men's room, and I was attacked for something that I do during the holiday season.
Oh. Why are you here so late?
Oh.
Is this nap time?
No rest for the wicked, Miles. I got some errands done today, had lunch with my sister. I've been addressing Christmas cards all afternoon.
Oh my
so
God.
Get excited because I'm about to address yours.
How many?
I think there's like 130.
Do you do this to yourself every year?
Yes.
130? Hold on, 130?
And you know who's to blame for this? My mother and the National Treasure, because I have to send them to like all their friends too, and their friends list is the longest list.
Is that what that box is in the in our office?
Yes.
Because you have a giant box from Shutterfly. I'm like, what did you get from them? Those are invitations.
Just all Christmas cards. Yes.
I just had the same girl.
Why?
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 Because there are people in my life that expect it, and I was raised this way.
Does Brad contribute to this?
This is terrible.
No.
Because every year I get the, hey, dude, man, thanks for the Christmas card. I'm like, you know I didn't send it to you.
Now, to be honest with you, I'm guilty of being the person that wants the Christmas cards being sent out from our family.
You're like the driving force?
Well, I mean, I was until I picked the wrong pictures, and now my wife takes care of it. But she's basically doing it to make me happy because I like them. But we don't have 150. I think we do like 50. And then we had that like tough decision to make as we get closer to like 45, 46. And we're like, okay, do we really need to send one to your uncle? I'm like, yeah, he never sent us one. Screw that guy.
That does nothing. I mean, He might help get the stamps from the post office or something. But my hand is completely worthless right now. Like, I am cramped up. It is not good.
I told Taryn in the office, I go, this is like the damn showers.
What do you mean?
Like, I just feel like women feel like we got to send out Christmas cards to them, right, even though there's social media, you have cell phones, and then showers. None of them like going to a shower, but they all throw them for each other.
Whoa, whoa, Ted, don't bring that up, because I love showers.
Okay.
Because my wife goes and I get some time to watch my shows.
Oh.
So don't put it out there that people shouldn't have showers.
Keep those showers going.
Yeah, it's a good break for the husbands just to be able to do whatever the hell they want to do.
And then nowadays, they bring us in, too.
And then the Christmas
card. It's a co-ed shower. Oh. Like, F off.
Okay, I agree with that. I don't want to go to a shower.
I don't want to go to a shower.
I definitely don't want
to
go.
People like, well, people want to see the kid. I'm like, they can go to everyone posts pictures of the kids. I mean, God, they look exactly the same.
There's a camera on my phone.
Do you have a Christmas photo of your family?
Of course.
You do. And your dogs.
And the dogs.
And you have to set all this up.
Of course.
And then you print out the cards.
And then we print the cards.
And then you sign the cards.
And then we sign the cards.
Jesus, what a process.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So you send a card.
We do. We get family pictures always during the holiday season, and then my wife will pick one of the ones that she likes from that, and then go through, like, you know, the Walgreens or one of those places and print up a couple of them and send them out to people.
Well, let's find out what Adam and Shelton has to say about this. Adam, what do you think about Christmas cards during the holiday season?
Well, I don't do much with them. My wife takes care of all of it, but I think they're wonderful for the kids to draw on. So last year, our little ones, they drew their little pictures and messages to people who had sent us cards on the cards they sent us. And then we sent them back.
Oh, I bet they get a kick out of that.
A little artwork.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're 3 and 5 years old. I mean, everybody loved it.
Although at first, if I received it, I'm like, why are they sending us back the card that we sent them last year?
Because they hated the picture.
Do you determine if you're going to send cards to people if you don't get one or if you do get one? Like, okay, now we have to add this person to the list.
Well, here's what I always do. I always have an extra stack in case I get one from somebody that's not on my list, so I'm prepared to send one just in case.
Because I used to be that person. I'd be like, I don't even keep anyone's address. So I would just wait until I got theirs. And then I would have their address. And then I would send them a card. And of course, mine would probably show up after Christmas. But that's how I would do it.
And this is that time of year where you send out those text messages. Hey, man, can I get your address? What's your address?
So you think, I think, Danny, you're probably... I'm getting the vibe that Danny is anti-Christmas cards.
Because he's screwed.
100% anti-Christmas cards.
Because it takes away from the thunder that is Halloween.
Honestly, if I got a Halloween card for, like, you know, from somebody, I think I'd be stoked. But no, I don't think that Christmas cards need to be a thing. You get them, you read them, you're like, oh, and you throw them away.
That's
not what I
do.
Oh, we put them up on the fridge.
Okay, then what do you do with them after the season?
We'll send them and put them in recycling.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You throw them away. It's just a waste of money, a waste of time, a waste of... Those people don't even care about you throughout the year.
Then
all of a sudden, they send you a Christmas card. You're like, huh, they have kids? Like, what? I don't need to know this. I don't need to know about your life. It's all self-serving, and I hate Christmas cards.
Wow.
There was one time, dude, when I sent one. We got a card, and I looked at him. I'm like, who's this person? She's like, I have no idea. And I'm like, I looked again. I'm like, oh, that's one of my old fraternity brothers.
Like,
a lot has changed.
Why do you need to know that? Like, you don't. You don't need to know anything about those people.
So are you pro or anti?
I am so pro.
George isn't.
But
Yeah, it's weird because I love receiving them. Danny says you save it for 1 year and then throw it away, and that's not true. I have all mine. I put mine in my Christmas tree, actually.
Which I love.
Yes, and then I put them in storage, and then next year I'm like, oh, wow, that's what they looked like last year. That's cool.
Says the hoarder who keeps everything.
I do hoard things, though. So.
Do you not like getting birthday cards?
Birthday cards are fine. They're still going to go into the trash.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just still different.
I know, but I know. That's different.
Let me text my wife, take Danny off of our Christmas
card. Yes, thank you. I don't need it. I see you every day. I get to take pictures with you every day.
That is true. It's weird because I have never actually done a Christmas card, which seems like totally up my alley. George would hate it, but... Oh, then I would have to do all the work.
Yeah, I think before like social media and like the fact that like everyone posts all their pictures of their kids on everywhere nowadays. I think there was once a time where that was like your yearly update of what your nephews look like or somebody in your family looks like because that everyone sends those kind of cards.
And I'm the same. I use them as decor. I put them up on around like the windowsill and everybody can look at them all season long. It's beautiful.
This text, Taryn, what the F is wrong with you? Send an effing text.
You're right. Thank you.
Well, Taryn. The picture that you're using for your Christmas cards, is it or will it be on your social media?
Not those exact pictures, Sarah. Maybe from the same session.
So it's like a picture exclusive.
But pretty much almost the exact same picture. Your head's just tilted a little differently.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.